The New South Wales government is seeking High Court approval for a retrial in the murder of three Indigenous people in the small mid-north coast town of Bowraville. The case has loomed over the town and its Aboriginal community since the early 1990s. The man accused of the murders was acquitted in 1994 and 2006, and last week the Court of Criminal Appeal ruled the 52-year-old could not be tried again. But the families of the victims have never stopped fighting, and today they held rallies in Bowraville and in Sydney calling for justice. Angus Randall reports.
Three murders in the same town in the space of 6 months and no one behind bars. Today, family, friends and supporters of the Bowraville murder victims rallied in Sydney and in Bowraville. Gavin Walker was born after his cousin Colleen Walker-Craig went missing in 1990.
To be honest, it's just the outrage of the case. It's the injustice of it. Think about it for a second. You know, three Aboriginal children gone in the span of 6 months on the same road and no justice. You know, that's even for like the most moderate of individuals, that is an outrage.
Elizabeth has seen firsthand how the deaths have affected the town.
I live in Bowraville. I met Uncle Billy a few years ago and he took me to Evelyn's grave, and I go to Evelyn's grave occasionally and say hello and speak to her. This is just so important so that the families can get on with their lives. We just have to keep going. We just have to keep going.
The man accused of two of the murders, those of 4-year-old Evelyn Greenup and 16-year-old Clinton Speedy Duro, was found not guilty in 1994 and 2006. And last week, a third trial was rejected by the Court of Criminal Appeal due to a lack of new evidence. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says this was a shattering blow for the families.
It is a case where initially the criminal justice system let down three Aboriginal children and their families. And their families have been fighting to cope with that ever since. Today is a step by the New South Wales government to make sure that we exhaust all legal avenues to give justice to those children and their families.
But there is still one option left. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says he'll soon apply to the High Court to appeal against last week's rejection. If the application is successful, it'll likely head back to the Court of Criminal Appeal.
I don't want to say too much about the case, but I wouldn't be making this application unless I believe there were prospects of success before the High Court.
The appeal centres around a change in state law since the first trial in 1994. The original murder trials for Evelyn Greenup and Clinton Speedy Duro were held separately, and evidence from one was not allowed in the other. The body of 16-year-old Colleen Walker-Craig was never found, and no one has been tried for her death. The Attorney General will argue a change in law since the first trial means evidence in one case can be used in all three. Local elder Uncle Martin Ballengarry believes the protests and constant pressure on the government has led to the High Court appeal.
It is because of what happened and the persistence that the families have done, put through of consultation with one another, consultation with the whole community at large, you know.
He's trying not to get his hopes up.
Well, I'm not. At least we got to the higher court. Whether that means anything, that was the objective of the battle of keep on keeping on.
New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman expects if the application is successful, the High Court would hear the appeal in the middle of next year.
Angus Randall reporting.